Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Give me 30 seconds. I'll be better. Move these wires over here and these cords over there. Ah! Oh, these headsets are good. This headset's great.
Good for you. I'm glad you're adjusting to your new headphones. All right, hats on backwards. That means it's business time.
Vibes time. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan upstate. Hello to you. And how do you do upstate South Carolina? Hello, America. What's up, world? Great to be with you. Happy Monday, my dudes, my dudettes, my amigos, my amigettes. I hope all is exceptionally well out there in Sportslandia. I hope you had a lovely, lovely weekend as we all get back to the grind today. My name is Rob Brown. It is my pleasure, as always, to join you here on the radio program. On the other side of the metaphorical glass, the guy in charge of this program and every program that you've ever even, like, liked for a second, he is the great Lonzo. Hello, Lonzo.
How y'all doing? It's got way to claim the baseball. It's really good to see back. Go Tigers! Go Tigers! Yeah, yeah.
My dog, XL.
What a wonderful day. Some unexpected rain this morning, but other than that, we're doing well.
Did you get
any rain on your side?
Yeah.
We come from opposite directions.
Yeah, we do. We do.
In life and you know, and also in life.
That was very dramatic, and I liked it. I liked it a lot. Good weekend. Got to, what we do this weekend? We had, what we do? Did we do anything Friday? I don't think we did anything Friday. Saturday, had the baseball show, noon to four, bet for the cycle with myself and Cody Decker. Then Saturday evening, took the, of course, Saturday being May the 4th, May the 4th be with you, took the lady friend, actually, that's not a true, she took me to go see the Greenville Symphony Orchestra in concert, one of the most unique things I've ever seen. They played the soundtrack to Star Wars A New Hope, Episode 4, while they played the movie on a Jumbotron.
How'd they do?
Did they? Amazing.
Okay, all right.
Amazing.
Was it, I'm guessing so they stripped the soundtrack from the movie and played the actual movie. And then they, okay, was it overpowering? What was the mix like?
It was mixed perfectly. It was whoever was working the board was as much of a musician as the 120 people on stage with instruments, because they were wizard in mixing the audio. The audio from the movie was crisp and clear. You could make it out. As a elder millennial, I'd also like to thank them for having the closed captioning on while the movie was running, because that's a big part of my life now.
You don't have that movie memorized?
No, I do.
Okay.
But right. I needed her to like it. She had, I'm going to out her here, never seen a Star Wars. Not one Star Wars had been viewed.
Because she's too cool for it. I think that's Lonzo. No, stop.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. And let me increase your fondness for her. Because she said to me on Saturday when I said, that's bullcrap. How have you never seen a movie? She said, because I get more entertainment by the shock in people's faces when I say I've never seen a movie than I've ever gotten from a movie.
I think we
literally something you've said to me.
I think we know. I appreciate that. Yes. And no, I still have never seen Back to the Future 2.
Exactly, my point.
All right.
She said, I get more entertainment from telling people that I haven't seen them than I think I would get from seeing them. And I said, well, that ends tonight. So we saw the movie. It was very good. When I say they stripped the soundtrack, I'm even talking, though, down to like within scenes where there might be like a little blurb of music to cover up a lack of dialogue while characters are walking or running or whatever. They were playing that. There was one, only one disappointment from that experience.
All right, I'm going to guess. Did they play the Cantina music?
They did not.
Okay, all right, because I was just thinking about that.
They did not.
Okay, all right.
The only disappointment was that they did not play the Cantina music. Well, they let the movie play that.
Okay, hey, man, you can't outdo that Bith crew. I mean,
it's hard to outdo perfection.
Yeah, yeah.
So I get it, but I was very – there were two things more than anything else. That's not true. There were three parts I was looking forward to the most. I was looking forward to the first theme. I was looking forward to that. I was looking forward to hearing them play the highlight music from when they give Han Luke the medals. And by the way, I never realized this before. Yeah, Chewie got the shaft.
Yeah, Chewie doesn't get one. He gets one later on.
Yeah.
I think it's...
It's like a make good.
Yeah, it is.
It's a make good.
It is.
It's a makeup call.
He's a with and an and.
Yeah.
That's what he is.
Chewbacca, yeah. Despite the fact that he's the one in that spot that's actually shooting the guns, because Han's flying, Chewbacca does not get a medal. But I was looking forward to hearing that music.
It's also ageism, because Chewbacca's really old at that point.
Yeah, but he's young for a Wookiee.
He is. But still, I mean, you know, they just... Make him stand in the back. It's hurtful. Now the droids don't get any either, but they don't like their kind there, so it's okay.
And then I was looking forward to the symphony orchestra playing the Cantina music, the Cantina jazz, which is not called jazz in the Star Wars world, but I'm not going to say what it is called because I don't know if it'll get me in trouble or not. Because it does have a name that corresponds to something with very dirty. For those of you that have a dirty mind, okay, so. Enjoyed it immensely. And then my favorite part of all, on the drive home, I was like, are you ready to watch more Star Wars? Are you in now? You've seen episode 4. You have seen the 1977 classic that started an entire universe. Are you ready for more? And she said, nah, I don't know. She's like, I liked it. I don't know if I loved it. And I'm like, let it settle for a little while. All right, let it sit. Let it marinate. This isn't 1977. So, yes, you're used to better graphics and better design and better costumes and all that. But, like, let it marinate, and I think you'll come around. And then yesterday I had a round of golf scheduled with some of the fellas, which I left a little bit early because I needed to go pick up some more golf shoes, wanted to go get some new equipment for the bag. So I'm getting ready about 9 o'clock in the morning, 9:15 in the morning. And as I'm getting dressed and like cleaning up the clubs, I hear from the living room, bah, 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 da, 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 da. And I'm like, what? And I walk out, and at 9 a.m., she is starting episode 5, Empire Strikes Back. And I was ever so happy. And then throughout the rest of the day, I started getting text. Great. When I started getting text with questions, about Star Wars. For instance, she said, why does Yoda sound like a Muppet? To which I said, a Muppet he is. He's technically a Muppet. Jim Henson made him. And...
voiced by Frank Oz.
Voiced by Frank Oz, who also voiced...
Fozzie Bear.
Fozzie Bear. And she's like, yep, that checks out. I said he also voiced Sam Eagle, and he also voiced Anima. I can't do it right now. My voice is still cracked up.
Cinco de Mayo will get you? Is that what?
No, actually, I don't know what's happened. Because I popped it at the Swamp Rabbits elimination game a week and a half ago. And it still hasn't come all the way back, which is not good for me. Anyway, she said, why is Vader's body all burnt up? And I said, well, I guess you'll discover the answer to that question in episode 3 when we get to the new trilogy. She at one point texted, just figured out Boba Fett is the bounty hunter. Why don't they just call people by their name? And I said, well, it's 1977. They didn't really know he was going to kind of become like a cult icon, A. And B, you don't call somebody by their name every time you talk to them, right? She said, Luke, and I quote, needs to shut up and listen. I said, yeah, there was a point in time for a while there where all of us thought Luke was kind of a whiny.
Not all of us. He's a teenager. He's depicted
as a whiny.
That's what a teenager does.
Yeah, a whiny.
Okay, all right. You couldn't bag
Leia?
Womp. No.
Weird.
No. Womp rats from your T-16. You couldn't do that.
You don't know.
I don't know.
You don't know.
You're right.
I might be a stud. You never know. Anyway, it was great. Great weekend. And then yesterday, got out, played the Furman course yesterday. And I suck at golf, but I enjoy playing. And that's the important part.
Did you just not finish last, though?
Yeah, no, I did not finish last.
Okay, there you go.
I did not finish first, but I did not finish last. I don't, honestly, like, I think this weekend, I think I finally broke as a golfer. I think I broke because we got, I take this mentality onto the golf course, great one, of, like, I play 10 rounds a year. 15 rounds a year. I do not play enough to justify spending a ton of money trying to get good. I don't play enough or spend enough money to go spend like hundreds of dollars on lessons and great equipment. Like I've got good equipment, but like not top of the line. I'm not good enough. If I was going to play a lot more, I could justify going to spend the money. If I was going to be playing in tournaments around the year, I could justify spending the money, whatever. But I don't, so I don't. But I got out yesterday, and on the first 7 holes, I was piping drives. I mean, just slapping the ball, like 260, 265. And I know for a lot of y'all, that's not like huge. But again, I play 10, 15 rounds a year, piping the golf ball yesterday. And the problem was, I went and played. I was playing with the guy I haven't played for before. One of her coworkers came out and played with us. And he's not bad. He's pretty good. And I was like, holding up with him for the first 6 holes. Felt real good. And then at 7 and 8, the wheels came off. The wheels came off, dude. Every iron was just screaming to the right. Like, I'm pretty sure I need to go back and apologize to the worms that I massacred by just screaming lasers across the grass. It was not good. And I was actually kind of disappointed in myself. Because I got to 11... And at this point, the game had just fallen apart. I played 6, 7 holes of really good golf, like some of the better golf I've played in a while. And then by 11, it was just catastrophe after catastrophe after catastrophe. Guy I'd never played with before at one point was calling me the tree guy because I hit a tree on like 4 straight holes. It's pathetic. It's embarrassing.
When's the last time you golfed?
February, my birthday, I think.
Okay.
So, like I said, I play like 10 rounds a year, most of them in the summer, right? I'm not good, but not being good doesn't stop you from wanting to be competitive, right?
Next time, just take a moment to yourself, channel your inner Diesel, and you'll get better.
Nope. I tried everything. I tried the angry golf. I quite literally on 10 stood at the back of the tee box and meditated to try to like calm myself down. That didn't work. Tried to change the swing mechanics, that. Tried everything. And the problem is,
say, get in your home.
Nope.
That's your home.
Nope. At one point, I think it was on 12. Long par 5. I don't remember. Yeah, if those of you in a Furman, you can correct me. Whatever that par 5 is in that range. You stand up there, you got an opportunity to just open up with the driver. I made the boys laugh, but I wasn't trying to. It was not a joke. I stood on the tee. I look down the center cut of the fairway. You got, you know, 300 yards before it cuts back to the left, whatever hole that is. Again, if y'all know Furman, you know which course I'm talking about. But you, basically, it's a grip it and rip it hole. I stood there. I got over the ball. I set the club down. Ball's on the tee. I looked down at the golf ball, and I went, "You ball." And then I swung. And I crushed the golf ball. Crushed it. So I thought, all right, that's it, right? That's it. So we got up to the next shot. Next shot's going to be a 5-wood, just straight at it. And the drive was perfect. It landed to where there's a trap left, trap right. I got a runway at the middle. I'm on in two. Good 5-wood, I'm on in two. I hit it, and it goes 7 feet, and I got more grass than golf ball. And you can hear the boys in the other cart. You know that thing where your boy does something that's really, really funny, but he's also really ticked off so you can't laugh? You know what I mean? Like, he's obviously furious with the world right now. And even though he's furious, what he did is just hilarious. But you can't laugh in that moment because you know he's going to turn around and be like, "Hey, you too." I heard that from the other cart. I heard it. I could tell. They wanted to chuckle. But I was furious. And then by 13.
Yeah, you would have hated me because I would have been like, "Get all that one."
Yep. By 13, I said to myself something I've done. And I don't know if this is like mellowing out with age or if there's something wrong with me or if like my new medication's kicking in or what. But by 13, the guy we were playing with, the new guy, we were up and down, back and forth. And he looked over and I step up and he's like, "Hey, man, take it out on the golf ball. Take it out of the ball." And I looked at him and went, "I don't care. I'm just here to have fun now." And I didn't care anymore. I did not care about competition. Funny enough, then I ended up birdieing 17 and 18, the only two holes on the damn day that I got anything done on. So like, maybe that's the key. Maybe I'm over competing. Maybe I'm trying too hard. I don't know.
That absolutely can't happen. And you get in your own head and then you just got to take a step back.
My golf game.
Did you buy that shirt on the golf course?
I've owned this one for a while.
Okay, that looks...
This isn't a golf shirt.
That looks like you just got that out of the Kohl's package this morning.
No, man. This is old
I can
school.
Still see like the wrinkles where it was folded.
I've owned this shirt since before I moved here. What are you talking about? All right, we got a day lined up, ladies and gentlemen. A lot to get into. Great weekend as both Clemson and South Carolina baseball take big series. Carolina on the road at Mizzou. Clemson at home against the Ramblin' Wreck. Both of them win the one game, drop the Saturday game, pick up the Sunday game. We'll talk some college baseball. Obviously, we've got to get into the NBA. Cleveland eliminates Orlando yesterday, but that was not the biggest shock of the weekend as the Timberwolves freaking took it to Denver in game number one. Did I sleep on Minnesota? We're going to talk about that coming up in a little while. The Braves get swept by the Dodgers. Guess what time it is? All that more coming up as we get the Rob Brown Show Monday edition underway right here on the Fan Upstate. Mini rant time. Got to get it out early, right? Yesterday, I was perusing the interwebs, getting ready for this show as I am wont to do on a Sunday evening, getting ready for the show, you know, just trying to get set up. Well, Nick Saban is, I don't know, what do you want to call him? An icon in the land of college sports. I think he's made it to that point, right? Nick Saban is the Beyonce of college football. He's the Tay-Tay of college football at this point. And that's fine. But sometimes he bothers me a little bit.
Only sometimes?
A few times he bothers me a little bit. He just has this way of saying that one thing that I'm like, dude,
like he's
come on.
Speaking right to you.
Yeah.
I'll say this to make Rob Brown mad.
You say this because you know the quote I'm about to play.
Absolutely.
You
do
don't?
Not.
Okay.
I do not. No.
Okay. It would have been really funny if you did. So Nick Saban was doing some kind of meet and greet some kind of TED Talk of college football or whatever it is. And once again, Nick Saban was lamenting the future of college football. You should join us on the stream. Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate. I'm winning freaking Emmys over here.
You need whatever that is. I want to say snot rag. That's not what a hanky. You need
a hanky?
Yeah.
A kerchief?
Yes.
Of the drama of college football's landscape, ever changing as it is. So, Nick was discussing the state of college football and its trajectory. And for some reason, he decided that he needed to pop off on those unqualified internet havers. Here is what Nicholas Lou Saban had to say about those of you that have the audacity to talk out on the internet about college football.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ha.
Was that ever funny?
Yeah, it was one time. You want to know what was funny?
The mom's basement thing?
Give Chuck his line back, Nick. He's already said it. It's not you.
We've said this many times. I want to say this again. I wish my mom would have had a basement. Man, that thing would have been sweet if I had my room down there. That would have been so cool.
Nick, check it, dog. I like you a lot. You are one of the, I mean, you aren't on the Mount Rushmore of college football head coaches. You got your own thing. There's the Mount Rushmore over here, and then there's like the Washington Monument over here. It's just you. It's just you. But in this case, it is fitting I used the Washington Monument because of something that you sound like when you talk like this. All right? I like Nick Saban quite a lot. It's phallic, Lonzo. I'm making a joke about Nick Saban being a you-know-what. That's all. That's it. Because I got that caliber of humor. What,
did I look confused or something?
Yeah, you were like, and I was like, oh, he doesn't know I'm talking about
us. I was playing for the cameras, man.
We're both winning Emmys over here.
Yeah.
Nick, it's our game two, bud. It's our game two. And yes, there are some people who use the internet for evil. There are some people who use the internet to be a hater or a loser or a jackass. Yeah, you can.
You say some. There are a lot of people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. But here's the thing, Nick. Just because there's some, I'm going to use Chuck's words, A, losers, or B, jackasses out there on the internet, it doesn't mean that you're the only guy qualified to talk about what the sport should look like. It is our sport, my guy. Like, congratulations on making billions. I'm not billions. I'm being dramatic here. Congratulations on making hundreds of millions of dollars by being a football coach. Congratulations. I am envious, and anyone who says they're not is a liar. I'm very jealous of you, and I am happy that college football provided you the ability to buy like 1911 houses. You got a lake house over here and a house over there and a mansion over there and this car and that car. And congratulations on all those things. I am not a hater. I am not eating my haterade or drinking my haterade and eat my hater tots. I am super stoked for you. I wish that I would have gotten into that game and maybe had a crack at being a great coach because of my knowing ball and all that. And maybe I'd have made $300 million or whatever it is you made. But because you made that much, because there was this game, that doesn't make you the only one qualified to talk about it. My man, it's our game. Do you think that you are making $300 million over the length of your career if there's not 100,000 people packed in Bryant Denny Stadium throughout the course of your tenure? No, there's not. Do you think you're making $300 million if people aren't tuned in every Saturday to watch college football? No, you're not. As much as I understand why you feel like you are the ultimate voice of the sport, and yes, I am sure Nick Saban has forgotten more of the inner workings of college football than all of us combined will ever know. But this whole thing about, oh, you know, if you talk on the internet, you're a fat guy in your underdraws down in your mama's basement. First off, some of us moms didn't have basements, Nick. All right? Second off, if I want to hang around the house in my boxer briefs, you leave me the hell alone. It's comfortable. All right? I pay for air conditioning for that exact reason. Third off, some people actually care about the sport. I know it shocks you, Nick. I know it shocks you. But the 100,000 people who pack Bryant Denny on a Saturday, they care about the sport. I promise. The millions, 10 millions of college football fans who get up every Saturday and they watch their game day and they got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different TVs going so that they can watch every game available to them all at the same time. It's going to surprise you. They care about college football too. Everybody cares about the sport, my man. It is the most beloved sport, at least in the area that we live in, certainly in the area you live in. So this belief that fans who comment on college football on social media or on their podcast or on their blog or whatever else are all fat losers in their mom's basement plugging away at their keyboard while eating some Doritos and drinking some Mountain Dew, it ain't right, my man. It ain't right because here's the fact, Jack, if it wasn't for those fat, underwear-clad losers in their mom's basement, you would be what? Working a gas station or whatever, right? Like, that's what you would be. Because this sport gave you everything you have. Gave you everything you have. And I know he probably would have ended up coaching in the NFL. We saw how that went. But he would have probably been a career assistant coach in the NFL, and I'm sure he would have been fine.
A college professor or something. Why does he automatically go to the gas station?
He told a story one time of him and Miss Terry, his wife. They were driving back in West Virginia where he's from, and I don't remember if it was like metaphorical or if it really happened, but he said they like bumped into the guy that she was gonna marry before she met Nick, and now he works at a gas station, so he like cracked on that guy. He's like, ah, you could have been with that guy. Instead, you're with the multimillionaire head coach of the Alabama football team. And it's like, haha, real funny joke. What if that guy's awesome, dude? What if he's like a really cool dude, man? I don't know about you. I've met some really badass people with some interesting stories in gas stations. What if that dude's super cool? The point here is,
I try not to make eye contact. I mean, you know.
I like meeting people. The
seen a lot of interesting tattoos.
That's also fair. Some probably given at gas stations. The fact here is that there is, I like Nick Saban a lot. I always have. But there is one quality about him that drives me up a wall, and it is this. He thinks he's just above you. Like I said, he knows more about the game than any of us will ever know. I'm not going to push back on that. But this whole attitude, like we as fans should not be allowed to comment on the game, should not be allowed to have opinions about the game, should not be able to give our thoughts about the game, or else you're a fat underwear clad loser in your mom's basement, is obnoxious as hell, man. It's our game, Nick. You were a steward of it, and a fine steward of it, but it is our game, not yours, big dog. Sorry. Let's take a break. Come back after this. Wrap up hour number one. Robin Lonzo with you. It's the Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. Rob of the Great Lonzo with you on a Monday morning. Let's talk some results from the weekend, shall we? Paolo Banchero is a dude, man. Not enough of a dude to prevent his Orlando Magi from getting dumped in game number seven, round number one. So the Magic are out of this thing. But just a dude. I enjoy watching this cat, man. Like, this guy deserved far more love than he got this NBA season. This team, this Orlando team.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I do not like to say something like, the future's super bright for this team. But the future is super bright for this team. This team has got potential, as RG3 would say, out the wazoo moving forward. And based around Paolo Banchero, the kid's a star. 42 minutes, 10 of 28 from the floor, 3 of 6 from deep, 15 of 18 from the stripe. What I loved about this game from Banchero is he realized he just was not going to get help. Franz Wagner, who has been the Robin to Paulo's Batman in this game, Lonzo. 1 of 15 from the floor, 0 of 5 from the arc, 7 rebounds, 6 or 6 rebounds, 6 assists. That ain't it, Chief. That ain't it. And in a game where Paolo Banchero recognized, all right, Franz is having an off day. Harris gave me 3. Suggs gave me 10. Wendell Carter Jr., the next highest scorer with 13. When he came to the realization that there was nobody coming to help, that he was on his own at that point, what did Paolo Banchero do? Put the head down, go to the rack, get the call. That's it. Put the head down, go to the rack, get the call. Wasn't enough to overcome Donovan Spida Mitchell. And I love this cat, too. If you did not hear Spida's post-game press conference, actually, before he left the floor, post-game interview. Before he left the floor, he was getting interviewed, and the young lady interviewed him was like, where'd this come from? 39 points for Donovan Mitchell, 11 of 27, 15 of 17 from the stripe. Where did this come from? And he said, I just didn't want to go home. I didn't want to lose again. I'm tired of losing. And he put that team on his back and carried him. But this Orlando team, that was so dramatically out of the norm for Franz Wagner. That was just out of the norm for this guy. This guy was averaging across the last 10 games 19.16 points. He was averaging this season against the Cavaliers, regular and postseason combined, 16 points a game. He was averaging on the road 19 points a game. And it came up empty in this one. Paolo Banchero shouldered this load. I love this kid. I love this player. And they've got him locked in for a couple of years. And I love that. There are, to me, a couple of young teams that I think it's fair to say that's the future right there. Orlando absolutely is one of them. For a team that just has a legacy of not doing a damn thing since Shaquille O'Neal left, I feel like they've got their key piece to build around. Like, Paolo Banchero is what the Pelicans thought they were going to get in Zion Williamson at this point, right? That's the cat you thought. You thought you were going to get a 38-point in a Game 7 performance regularly out of Z, and instead it's the new Duke fella, Paolo Banchero. And by the way, called this cat as a star. That Duke team played here in Greenville in the opening round of the NCAA tournament last season, not this season, but last. And we got to watch that guy play in person. And I called that shot the night I saw him. I'm like, that guy's got NBA on him. That guy smells like an NBA legend. That guy smells like he's going to be somebody one day. And not going to say nailed it, but nailed it. Love that team. But there's the other game that I wanted to get into. Game 1 of the Western Conference semifinals. 106-99, the Minnesota Timberwolves knock off the Denver Nuggets and take a 1-0 series lead. So, my question here is, did I sleep on Minnesota, or was I overconfident in Denver?
Or did what I brought up last week and some other people that, you know, maybe Los Angeles actually showed a blueprint of how to beat Denver?
They showed a blueprint by losing 4-1?
They were up on them 20-something points every single game. Timberwolves are a younger team. They get up on a team, they're not going to let up. And that's kind of what happened, right?
I think that there's like 3 different angles that I took to this game.
You just don't want to give it to me. That's fine.
It's not that I don't want to give it to you.
I'll take it anyway.
It's not that I don't want to give it to you. It's that I don't agree with you. I don't think the Lakers did anything special. I think the Nuggets stuck to the script that they have stuck with for the past couple
of
years.
They showed that Denver is vulnerable. That's what they did. That they're not world beaters. That some that another team can beat them in a series.
I disagree. What I'm disagreeing with is that. What I'm disagreeing with is go back to last year's playoff run. They were the best team in the NBA, and it didn't feel particularly close last year. They weren't exhilarating. They never had been. It's not their game style. Their game is not to be exhilarating. Their game's to be good. Their game's to be good. Their game's to rope-a-dope you to sleep. Their game is to let you wear yourself out. And granted, that game plan works better against LeBron than it does against Jamal Murray, for sure. Or excuse me, against Anthony Edwards, for sure. And by the way, is Anthony Edwards the next star of the league? And why is the answer yes?
The answer is yes because everyone's putting out there that he's Michael Jordan's kid. So that's how they're going to push it. He is really good, though.
He is really good.
Yeah, he is.
43 points, 17 of 29 from the floor, 3 of 7 of deep, knocked down 6 of 6 from the strike.
If he wins the championship, for sure.
Kid's a star. Kid's a star. So I think there are two things at play here. I think, number one, Denver's strategy of rope-a-dope you to sleep does not work as effectively against young teams. And for all that I've sat here and talked about with the Lakers series, because you are right, LA led the first quarter and first half of every single game. They led the first quarter, first half of every game. And Denver did in individual games, this has been my take from the beginning, Denver did in individual games what their basketball team has done in series for the past 2 years. They go, I don't care if you're up 20. I don't care. I don't care if you lead at the first half because you don't get half credit for a first half lead. You get credit for one thing and one thing only, a dub. That's it. And so they lean back on the ropes and they bob and they weave and they move the head and they move the shoulders and you're throwing haymaker after haymaker after haymaker. And then you get to the point that you realize I've hit once or twice. I mean, you're going to land a couple of shots on the jaw. You're going to land a couple of shots. You're going to do all right. And then you're going to go, whew, whew, whew. Let me back up. Let me reset. And as soon as you take those two steps back to catch a breath and to reset your offense, the next thing that you know, here comes Denver on the march, cutting the ring in half, coming right at you, and they are ready because they aren't exhausted. They feel good. They feel real good because they're not tired. They're feeling in good shape, right? So I thought that that would carry over. I think there's one thing that we ignored. The Timberwolves swept the Suns. I think all of us kind of looked and went, it's the Suns. The Suns are good. Kevin Durant's good. Devin Booker is good. Devin Booker is another one of those guys that's like future of the league. And I think we just all forgot to acknowledge that the Timberwolves swept that team. The more I thought about this after this game, I want you to know, I sat there when the final of this game came across. Like I was in the bro cave, and I went and I pulled the highlights, and I watched him, and I watched him, and I watched him, and I watched him, and I came across a couple of things. Number one, Anthony Edwards is a star. Number two, Karl Anthony Towns, as good as he is the perfect supplementary player for Anthony Edwards. Perfect supplementary player for Anthony Edwards. And so I'm watching this game play out, and I'm thinking to myself, I just ignored a sweep of the Suns. That's a series I thought was going six games. I thought Minnesota would win it, but I thought it was going six games. I thought that if Devin Booker had a couple of 35-point nights, Phoenix could make it interesting. He did, and they didn't. We all just walked right past it. So I think there is a little bit of something to it. I'm not going to say Lonzo's 100% incorrect. There's a little bit of something to the theory that LA showed you what offense works. The difference is Minnesota had the stamina to take it all the way through four quarters. And I think Denver thought that their traditional game plan was going to work. I think Denver thought we can just rope-a-dope them. We'll just rope-a-dope them for three quarters, and then we'll blow them up in the fourth like we always do. And then when it got to the fourth quarter, Anthony Edwards looked across the court and gave the little finger wave like, nah, I'm still good. I own a treadmill. I'm in shape. I'm good to go. I think there. I think we all overlooked that sweep of the Suns. I don't think we gave it the credit that it deserved. I don't think we gave it the credit. I don't think we gave Minnesota the credit for what they accomplished in that opening series. Everybody was dialed in on discussing Denver. And they're the reigning defending undisputed NBA champions. Of course, that is what we are going to discuss. But everybody was locked in on Denver and what Denver is and how Denver can do it. And we all just glanced right past a sweep of Devin Booker and Kevin Durant like it was nothing. I don't know. I turned around because on Friday, I was sitting there. I'm like, you know what we should do Monday? We should power rank the remaining eight teams in the NBA playoffs. We got four on each side. We should power rank them moving into the conference finals. And then this game happened. And I'm like, I got no idea how to rank these teams. Because all of a sudden, Minnesota, after a sweep of Phoenix and a road dub on over the Denver Nuggets, with Ant-Man playing the way he's playing, with Cat playing the way he's playing, Zoe, if you're sleeping on the Minnesota Timberwolves, you're wrong, dude. This team's legitimately good.
I don't want to do that thing, but
I'm going to.
It's just one game, Rob. We'll see what happens in the next game. If they sweep Denver,
I don't think I'm ready to go that far. It is no Nikola Jokic.
Well, you didn't think they'd win one game like they did, so we'll see.
No, listen.
You are not alone with that in that belief. I'm not saying that you singular.
So we're clear. I called this series the six. I just didn't think game one was going to be one of the two Minnesota took. I thought maybe they could snag a game two, then grab one at home, take it back to game six in Denver, or take it back to game six in Minnesota, maybe lose on the home court, maybe goes to seven, they lose in Denver. But no matter what series, dubs and L record I drew up, I did not have Minnesota going into Denver's house and laying them down.
This could be back and forth blowouts, though. Denver could come back and blow Minnesota out. I mean, they definitely are capable of doing that.
These are two real good teams, man. Two real good teams. I am yoked about this series. This series is going to be phenomenal, I think. All right. Coming up in hour number two of the Rob Brown Radio Program, we have got your water cooler cheat sheet out the gate. Top three sports stories that you need to know before you get to the office this relatively dreary Monday morning and start talking sports with your coworkers. We'll give you the biggest headlines from the weekend. Then the Bravos went on the road out to their NL rivals, the LA Dodgers, with something to prove. And yeah, they proved something, all right. Not what they wanted to. So we'll talk Braves-Dodgers as the Bravos get swept on the road at LA, and it was not a pretty sweep. They got it handed to them. So we'll talk about that and what that means for the future moving forward. We'll get some college baseball in here as both the Clemson Tigers and South Carolina Gamecocks both picked up a big series win this weekend. So we'll set you up with that. We'll get some hacky in here. The Carolina Hurricanes find themselves in a hole by a game as they lose on the road to the Rangers in game one. We'll break that game down and more. A lot to get to, a lot to talk about. And it's all coming up over the next 3 hours of electrifying sports talk entertainment. But before we get to any of that, it's Monday, friends. You always want to set the mood on a high. You always want to set the tone as positive as you possibly can. And nobody is going to start your day off in a more energetic and electrifying way than the great one with a sports flash.
I am your energy drink, and I'm free. South Carolina's baseball team took 2 of 3 to win a road series at Missouri with a 9-4 win yesterday. Starter Dylan Eskew was bounced after surrendering 4 earned runs in a 1.1 inning. But Garrett Gainey and Connor McCreary picked up the next 6.1 with no runs allowed. Cole Messina and Blake Jackson both recorded 3 of the Gamecocks' 13 hits, while Dalton Reeves and Gavin Casas each had 2. Clemson baseball took 2 out of 3 against Georgia Tech with a 9-2 win at home yesterday. Aiden Kunak and Billy Barlow both hurled 4 innings, giving up 2 and 3 hits respectively, while Cam Canarella and Jaron Purify, both had multi-hit days. And make sure you tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 because Diesel's back on Wire to Wire, and it's going to be good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.